From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Twin sonic booms broke the pre-dawn darkness over California this morning as the Space Shuttle Discovery came in for a flawless landing at Edwards Air Force Base. The landing ended the first shuttle flight since the Columbia disaster 2.5 years ago. Shuttle Commander Eileen Collins summed up Discovery's 14-day mission at a press conference this afternoon.
This experience that we had was just a absolutely wonderful, breathtaking challenge. It was a huge achievement, and this crew accepted the challenge to do this flight, knowing what risk was involved, because we know how important that space flight is.
Discovery was supposed to land yesterday in Florida, but bad weather forced NASA to delay the landing. And as NPR's Joe Palca reports, rainy weather forced Discovery to switch landing sites this morning.
The day did not start off well for NASA. The shuttle had two opportunities to land at its primary landing site, the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. But when the first opportunity rolled around at 3:30 in the morning Eastern Time, Mission Control had bad news for Discovery Commander Eileen Collins.
Discovery Houston with the plan.
We're ready.
Eileen, at this time, we're going to ask you guys to watch the Earth go by for one more rev, and we're going to officially wave off of this attempt.
Collins took the news well.
We copy all that, Houston, and we understand how unstable the weather is in Florida, so we're not surprised at all.
NASA always prefers to land the shuttle in Florida. A California landing means the shuttle has to be bolted to a specially modified 747 jet and flown back to its launch pad at the Kennedy Space Center. That costs money and time. But things were no better for the second Florida landing opportunity.
Discovery Houston with a question.
And we hope we have an answer. Go ahead.
All right, Eileen, how do you feel about a beautiful, clear night with a breeze down the runway in the high desert of California?
We are ready for whatever we need to do.
So it was on to Edwards Air Force Base for Collins and her crew. At 7:06 Eastern Time, as it passed over the Indian Ocean, Discovery fired its engines for 2 minutes and 42 seconds and began its plunge toward Earth. Half an hour later, the shuttle hit the top of the atmosphere at about 17,000 miles an hour. As it came hurtling over the Cook Islands in the South Pacific, it began experiencing the awesome heat of reentry. It was during this critical stage of the flight 2.5 years ago that the super hot air breached the shuttle Columbia's wing. Once that happened, Columbia's destruction was inevitable. But today, Discovery performed flawlessly. Shortly after 8 a.m. Eastern Time, 5 Pacific, it passed over the California coast just north of Los Angeles. Minutes later, it made a right turn and lined up with runway 22 at Edwards.
Landing gear is down and locked. Main gear touchdown. Drag chute deploy. Nose gear touchdown. And Discovery is home.
Houston Discovery, wheel stop.
Roger, wheel stop, Discovery, and congratulations on a truly spectacular test flight. Stevie Ray, Suichi, Andy, Vegas, Charlie, Wendy, and Eileen, welcome home, friends.
At a news conference after the landing, NASA managers didn't try to hide their elation. Bill Parsons is the Space Shuttle Program Manager.
We brought Discovery home safely. It's a great day. If you want to know how I feel fantastic. So it's good to be us today.
Still, even with this successful mission behind it, NASA is in a difficult position. The space agency doesn't know why dangerously large pieces of foam keep falling off the shuttle's external tank on liftoff. And even when they fix that problem, the shuttle program is winding down. Michael Griffin is NASA administrator.
What we have for the shuttle system flyout from the president is a retirement date. We are working to that retirement date in an orderly, disciplined fashion. We're going to use the remaining shuttle flights to complete the building of the space station. But we will fly each shuttle mission when it is ready to go.
Neither Griffin nor anyone else at NASA would venture a guess about when that would be. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.